I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. So grateful for your support and that you're taking the time to join us this morning. We love bringing this show to you. Of course, you know now our goal is your success. Whatever it is that you would like to achieve, your goals, your dreams, we are here. I've Decided is here to help you successfully achieve your goals and your dreams. And we want to provide you motivation, encouragement, the resources, all that you need in order to do that. So the radio show is just one way we connect with you to get you information and hopefully to encourage and inspire you. Some of you may be a part of our community, and we are thankful for that. If you are, you get a weekly winning resource in your email every week. If you're not a member of our community and you'd like to be, you can go and visit us at ivedecided.org so that you can sign up for that weekly winning resource. And every week, we have a weekly winning word. And this week, the weekly winning word is values. And I love that word because that's kind of the, you know, your core. That's like what you believe deep in your soul that you live by. And it's so important to understand those values. And so this is going to be a great discussion today on the radio show. I am very fortunate to have Major Chris Russick, retired Major Chris Russick, in the studio with me today. As I said, he is retired major from the U.S. Air Force. But in your retirement, Chris, you also work with the junior ROTC as their senior instructor over at Limestone. So when I was thinking about doing this show built around values, you're the first person that popped in my head. I'm like, oh, this would be a great show for Chris to join me on. So thank you for being here first and foremost.
Well, thank you, Kim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And I think you're going to give some great insight. Being a military dude, values are probably pretty important, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So my first question, why do you think that personal core values are important? Why is it important that people understand what their core values are and live by those?
Well, I think Ralph Waldo Emerson said it very well. He said, "Who you are speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying." And I think that describes my attitude toward values, that in every experience I've had in my life, that the importance of doing things with integrity and being honest and telling the truth, even after I wasn't going to get in trouble with my dad for not telling the truth, even after that, it just is very important because eventually you find out that it's you and your word and everything else is something that comes from the outside. And if you don't exude good, positive values, people pick up on that. Just like you hear them say, dogs can smell fear. Well, I work with teenagers. And if teenagers can do anything, it's sense duplicity. They can tell if, you know, you're not sincere, if you're not genuine. And
if you're not consistent, right?
If you're not consistent, they know it before you do.
I live with some teenagers, so I would absolutely agree with that. Well, you used the word integrity. And when we were kind of just laying the foundation for this show before we started talking, you said, I asked you, I said, Chris, what is your number one core value? And you said, that's easy, and it is?
Integrity. Integrity first. And actually, that's something that comes from the Air Force core values. I'm a strong believer that most everything that we do came from somebody else's ideas anyway. But the Air Force core values, which have been around since probably the early 90s, They wanted to put together a simple mantra for us: integrity first, service before self, excellence in all we do. And as we were talking about, integrity is first for a very good reason. It's the basis for everything else. And, you know, in our normal walk of life, you know, integrity, you know, if I'm playing cards with you, yeah, that might be a little bit of an issue. If I'm, you know, just doing things socially with you, maybe not a little bit of an issue. But being in the military, the integrity can be a matter of life and death often. And it's something that they hammer into you from day one. First day of basic training, you're learning how to be upright, how to be forthright, even if you didn't come from a background that demanded it. My background, it did demand it.
I'd say so. You said how many? So tell us a little about your background, because that might help people understand why you, this military was, made sense for you, because you kind of had that very structured, even childhood.
Yes, I did. I was the eighth of 11 children. And wow. My dad was a very strict disciplinarian. My mom was a wonderful, loving person, probably the one of the most brilliant people I've ever met. My dad was sharp too, but he was all about doing right all the time, anytime. And it was something that he hammered into us. I don't know how else you could get 11 people to march in a straight line without, you know, demanding that they respond. Demanding excellence.
It sounds like to me he kind of drilled that or the Air Force specifically, their core values into you before you had those values, probably before you joined.
Absolutely. There was no doubt in my mind. In fact, I remember at one point when I was in the Air Force, about halfway through my career, I had an incident that happened, and I walked into my general's office and I said, "General, I was there when that happened. This is the way it went down. I apologize for not saying anything earlier," and he looked at me and said, "Well, why did you tell me this?" And I told him, "Because it was the right thing to do." And I'm an Air Force Academy graduate. And he said, "Wow, the Air Force Academy really drilled that into you." And I said, "I think it started well before that. My dad made sure that I told the truth and made sure that I spoke up and made sure that I don't know. My father, he was somebody that I probably most admire in my life. He made it very clear where you stood on anything. You know, he was very insistent that we grew up straight. We grew up strong. We were always expected to do the right thing well before the Air Force asked us to do it.
And, you know, that might sound hard for some people listening, but, you know, I love that. I get chills hearing you say that, because I don't know, Chris, I feel like sometimes in today's society, we don't expect excellence. And expecting excellence doesn't mean that I doubt your dad, he knew you guys were going to make mistakes. He didn't expect you to be perfect, or did he?
Well, that's an interesting question. I have, being one of the younger kids, I'm actually the oldest boy of the younger kids, which is
so you kind
a bizarre
of a
concept.
Split personality.
A split personality. So I'm kind of an oldest child in some ways, which is really odd coming number eight.
Right.
But he always expected us to look after our younger brothers and sisters. He always expected us to not only steer them away from trouble, but not do anything that was ever going to reflect badly on the rest of the family. And that's something that I teach my cadets today. Almost first day of school, we sit down and I say, "Well, Air Force Junior ROTC is different than your other classes. We expect you to do the right thing all the time." We start out with, teaching them the Air Force core values. At first, it's just so they can recite it, but it's a daily ongoing, "Hey, we expect you to perform to a higher standard. We expect you to do the right thing, even when I'm not around." And I met one of my former cadets' mom, you know, at a conference about 2 years ago. And she said, "Pat still says, what would Major Russick think?" when he has a decision of moral nature that he's trying to make. I'm that little guy on his shoulder saying, do the right thing. So I tell the kids, I want to be your Jiminy Cricket.
I love that. That's that, you know, to be that kind of mentor, that must just make you swell up with, I don't want to say pride, not the kind of, not bad pride, but just that you've had that kind of, that you've had that kind of stamp on someone, you know, that they think about you when they're making a moral value.
I do. That does make me proud when I hear a kid have something like, especially when it doesn't come out of their mouth, when it comes out of somebody else's mouth and they say, yeah, this is something that I didn't see in, you know, this kid before. This is, and parents come up to me. I had a parent come up to me at our military ball. We do a military ball every year. And it's a non-traditional family, and he lives in Tennessee and doesn't see his kids very often. And he came up and thanked me for the work that I'm doing with his daughters. And I'd like, you did a pretty good job before I got them, but thank you for saying something. You know, it does make me feel like maybe I'm doing something right. Because I certainly get a lot of feedback that, you know, I'm too hard and I expect too much, and that, you know, maybe
my daughter would probably say the same thing about me. My daughters would say the same, but I'm like you, Chris. I expect them to strive for excellence. I might be not quite as strong as your dad, because I do, as a mom, I let them, I understand they're going to make some mistakes, but I do hold them to a higher standard. And they'll say, Mom, none of our other friends' moms make them do that, or they don't have to do that. And I say, but you're not their daughter, you're my daughter. And as my daughter, this is how we behave. And that's it. That's the bottom line. I don't know what other daughters do, but this is the expectation in this home, in this family, right?
Hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, and that's, that way, if somebody sees my daughter, they go, oh, that's Kim's daughter. She doesn't, or she does, or she doesn't do that, right? That's what you hope happens. Doesn't always. That's where the mistakes come in. But that's the integrity. That's the value that you are instilling. I love that. That impact that you're having on those kids is quite amazing. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we talk about the second value, which is service before self. But hey, guys, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, host of your show. I am talking to Major Chris Russick this morning, and we are talking about our weekly winning word, which is values. And of course, as a retired major from the U.S. Air Force, and also in his retirement, he really does kind of work, I think, full time doing this with the junior ROTC as a senior instructor out at Limestone. As you are hearing him, you just can't think of a better person to talk about the word values with. I think the values that the Air Force instills in you guys, which obviously you had, I think, before from your father. But those values are amazing. Integrity, my favorite. I'd say that's definitely one of my core values. And if you're listening, I want to ask you, I want to challenge you. What are your core values? Have you taken the time in your life at any point lately to sit down and either remember what your core values are and write those down and think upon those and look at your life, and are you living out those core values that you believe in your soul that are very strong? In fact, this is what I read about values. It says, values are a part of us. They highlight what we stand for. They can represent our unique individual essence. Values guide our behavior, providing us with a personal code of conduct. Now, we're not telling you that your value, your number one value, has to be integrity. That's just Major Chris Russick's and the Air Force, which happens to be the Air Force's number one value. But, you know, we're asking you to think about it, because understanding your values and living out those core values is going to help you to be successful in your goals and dreams, to have a personal or a successful personal life as well as a successful professional life. And so we hope that you keep listening and take some of this to heart and think about it. But Chris, so the second core value that you live by is?
Service before self.
Service before self. And we've had the privilege of having your ROTC cadets serving at our church, at our school, at I've Decided, at our conferences, at our run. And I tell you, those kids, they are really amazing. Their attitudes are awesome. They're hard workers. And so you got to be really instilling that service before self. How do you do that? What exactly? Yeah, please help me as a mom of teenagers figure out how to instill service before self into these teenagers.
Well, in my role, you know, as a high school teacher, as a junior ROTC instructor, the service thing was something that I almost stumbled upon. I've always done a lot of community service. I've always participated and you know, we know each other from participating at church, but I've always been a part of that. I coached baseball. I started when I was 16 years old. I was coaching my little brother's baseball team, and I did that for a while, and I've always helped out whenever there were opportunities to. And when I started teaching junior ROTC, I saw that teenagers don't have somebody telling them there's something more important than themselves. And they also, and then I don't know if this was you when you were in high school, but I know that when I was in high school, it didn't seem like there were very many people that were more important than me.
No, I wasn't like that at all.
And having that focus and being in that environment, you know, I mean, that's what, you know, that's just where your brain is when you're a teenager.
Right.
You're
we're
thinking
selfish.
A lot about
we're
you.
We're young. It's about us, right? We want what we want.
And I felt that a lot of the kids would benefit from getting out and finding out that, hey, not only are you not the least fortunate person in the world, but you can help other people, and that would be a vehicle for building self-esteem in the teenagers. And it actually has succeeded beyond my wildest imagination. I didn't know that it would have the impact that it has, but a lot of the young people that I have had the privilege to work with, they come back after, you know, going away to college or going in other walks of life, and they say, you know, what I really miss is the service projects. I really miss going out and, you know, making a difference in my community. And I think that they are, and these 14, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids are out there really impacting the world and making the world a better place. And I talk to them about that and say, hey, if we go out there and do this, you know, then you'll have accomplished something that 95% of your peers are not accomplishing. And I throw a few bones to them along the way and say, you know, this will help you build a resume for when you do your college applications, because they're going to ask you, what have you done for service? And you won't have to make something up. But the other reason I use service is because the kids will latch onto it, take charge, learn how to run things, learn how to do things like throw a party. Learn how to do things. Right now, I've actually got some of my kids are over at Bartonville Grade School building a playground, you know, because we were asked to do it, and they said, sure, let's do it. And so they're out there.
You got these teenagers out there building a playground.
Without me.
Without you.
Absolutely.
And they're working. You can.
They're working. Now, there's somebody else that's, you know, the technical support telling them, okay, do this next.
Sure.
But yeah, they're out there sweating in the sun.
Well, I've experienced that firsthand. They help us with Heritage Days, and so you guys just have service projects going on all over the community, or do you have certain ones that you do, or
both? I like to add something every year, and usually with our schedule the way it is now, whenever we add something, we have to take something off the plate, because we'll do roughly 90 or 100 days of service events a year.
Wow.
And we'll do, like you said, Heritage Days. We've done fish fries at Holy Family. We're going to help out with the fish fry at the Bartonville Fire Department fish fry here coming up at the beginning of August. We helped out at the State Farm Family Picnic. We have been working air shows, and we've gone up to Galena the last few years to help out the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation with the Balloon Festival. And we just do a lot of different events. Vary it. I tell the kids, hey, if you don't like that event, try something else. We've got a lot of opportunities, and we'll do something that you like if you just give it a try.
And so they get to go to different, they get to see different things by participating in these service hours and experience different events. It sounds like you guys even travel outside of town.
We do. We do. Galena is about as far as we can go. Actually, the Air Force has put some rules on us, and they won't count it as service if we go over, I think it's 2 hours now. So we'll be a little bit closer to town, and we continue to do the Galena one because it's balloons, and balloons are so cool. And
Galena's beautiful.
And Galena's nice, too. Yeah.
Not a bad place. That's great for the kids. So that service before self, and so that's your second core value that you live by.
Yes.
And as we're talking about these values, I would say that your personal values really aren't separate from your professional values, right? They kind of melt into each other.
They almost have to be the same. You know, that if you, the human brain has difficulty holding two opposing thoughts. It's what we call cognitive dissonance. If you talk to a psychologist, they'll talk to you about, and it's really tough for a person to do that. And if they are inconsistent from their work life to their personal life, they know that and it bothers them. That's why we have the level of anxiety and depression disorders that we have today, is that people are taught, you know, business is all about, you know, making a buck and getting ahead and doing better and doing better. But, you know, on Sundays they go to church and church says, you know, love one another. And wait a minute, how can I do both? Well, by having a core set of values that you follow. And you follow that same core set of values when you're at work that you do when you're doing something with your family or you're doing something with your friends.
At home and at work, it's the same.
It is.
And I think that's so important. And one of the things that I've always thought, and it comes back, I guess, to integrity, like you were speaking of, and doing what you say you're going to do, being consistent, doing what you say you're going to do is the best way I like to describe integrity. But the other thing is I always think if my kids think that I act the same way at home as I do when they see me at work or someone who meets me, that's important to me. I want my kids, if someone's describing me, I want my kids to be like, oh my gosh, yep, that's my mom. I don't want them to be like, who are you describing? That is not the person that we know.
And again, right on the money, the consistency that you exhibit, your kids are the first ones to know. Your kids can sense it. Your kids can see it. Your kids will see it every day in you. So will your coworkers. You know, we've all worked with people that we knew we couldn't trust with little things, and so are we going to trust them with big things? And that's, again, one of the things that I teach the cadets, is that I'm going to give you as much responsibility as you show me you can handle. But if you start straying and start showing me that, well, I can't really trust you, then how am I going to be able to give you something bigger?
Right. And that's a great point. All right. So we only have a few minutes left, and I want to hit this third one. So your third core value is?
Excellence in all we do.
Excellence in all we do. Now, again, it comes back to expect excellence, or do you tell your cadets, be excellent, expect to work towards it? How do you get them to move in that direction?
Well, first off, Limestone Community High School is an educational institution. Our job there is to make sure that these kids get a good education. And I aim them toward that. I say, you know, that I get that sometimes it's a lot easier. You can pass the class without doing your best, but who are you shortchanging? You know, we expect you to do your best. Always strive to do your best in classroom. You know, I think that anything that you want to do, anything that is worth doing, it's worth doing as well as you possibly can. And if it's not worth doing well, if it's not worth working hard at, then why are you wasting your time on it anyway?
That's exactly right. If you're not going to do something well, just don't do it.
Right. And that, but on the other hand, you know, the first time Rafael Nadal hit a tennis ball, it didn't go 120 miles an hour and land, you know, an inch inside the line. You know, he had
to
work at it.
Well, it's relative. He did the best he could based on where he was then.
And he had to work at
it. That doesn't mean you're going to step out and you're going to be perfect, excellent, the best. It means that based on what you know now, based on how well you can perform now, based on what is happening right now, you are doing the best you can.
And when you identify a shortfall, when you're not doing as well as you want to, you take action to fix that. You know, maybe get a life coach, maybe, you know, find somebody that knows how to do this thing that you're trying to do better than what you do. I mean, if Tiger Woods needs a swing coach and I'm trying to be a better golfer, it probably makes sense that I get somebody that knows how to do this better than me to help me. If I'm trying to be a better salesperson, if I'm trying to be a better teacher, if I'm trying to be a better leader, there's probably people out there that have done it better than I can. And it's not a shameful thing that I'm not the best in the world at what I do. It's a shameful thing when I stop striving to be the best.
That's right. That's what we're trying to say. It's not about if I'm not the best, I'm not going to do it. It's saying that I'm being the best that I can be. This is the best I got today, and that's what I'm giving. And then as you get better, you become better, and then your best becomes better, right?
And so to kind of tie it together with what I do with the high school students, I tell them that what we're working on is building a skill set that's going to give you a competitive edge over your peers. They're not working as hard as you are. And that's going to come into, it's going to be important later on when somebody is saying, hey, I want you to work for me. I think I might want you to work for me. How can you tell me that, you know, what you do is worth me hiring you? Well, you can give them some examples because you've had some experience, but you know what it's like to push yourself and you continue to try to push yourself.
And especially if they stick with it, if they stay with you all 4 years, can they stay with you all 4 years in high school?
They can.
So if they stay with you all 4 years in high school, imagine what that's going to look like on their resume, especially when they say we did 100 service hours a year, you know, and I would be like, and you kept going back?
In fact, I just graduated a young lady who did over 1,200 hours.
Oh, my word. That is amazing. Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
Yes.
How cool is that? Well, listen, if you have been tuning in, you are learning about values today. We have been talking about the importance of values, and we are talking to Major Chris Russick, who's a retired major from the U.S. Air Force, talking about those three Air Force values, those core values of integrity, service before self, and excellence.
Excellence in all we do.
Excellence in all we do. And so those are amazing values to live by. But we want you to determine what your values are. What values are you living by? When is the last time you took a moment to focus on those values and to make sure you're aligning those values in your personal life as well as your professional life? You know, it doesn't matter whatever it is that you want to achieve. Whatever your goals and your dreams are, you, in order to be successful, you are going to have to change some type of behavior. If you're not successful right now and you're striving for success, something's got to change. You're going to have to do something different in order to be successful. And I read this, I found this online, and we'll close with this. And it says, knowing your values changes your behavior. Would you agree with that, Chris?
Certainly. Certainly. It's just a recurring theme in almost everybody's lives that their values are going to determine who they are, and who they are is going to determine what heights they rise to.
So good. So good. Hey, guys, thanks so much for tuning in this Sunday morning. It's been a pleasure. Chris, amazing conversation. That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you
being here. And if you want to get connected to us, if you'd like to sign up for those weekly winning resources, please visit us at ivedecided.org. We want to connect with you and help you be successful. Whatever it is that you want to do, our mission is your success. And we would love to hear from you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we will be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?